Hey, what's happening? How are you doing today? Thank you so much for being here. I am Chris, and this is the world famous Cool Cars with Chris. Didn't know the show was actually world famous. Well, 40 countries around the world say it is, and that is that. So today we have a fantastic episode coming to you live from Willow Springs. And once again, these episodes are going to be recorded in video format. So if you're listening to this on an audio podcast, that's fantastic. You can keep on doing that. But just a heads up, this will be in a video format on YouTube and Spotify. You go ahead, get right there. There you go. And on today's fantastic episode, we have the legend himself, Michael Castro Garcia, and his 2005 Nissan 350Z. You know, I'm a Z guy. I love Z cars. I have a Z myself. I've owned two Z cars in my lifetime. I've actually driven a few, but that's beside the point. We're talking about Michael's cool car today. And he actually got into the 350Z because, like most of us, he loved the Fast and Furious movies. And the big one, I think it was Tokyo Drift, is the one that featured the 350Z as DK, Drift King's car. The kind of the villain of the movie had a 350Z. Anyways, he liked that movie so much, he wanted to get a 350Z of himself, and he actually loves it. But the cool thing is about his car, it sits fairly low to the ground. And how did he pull that off? He uses his battery to actually make this car somewhat of a low rider. So we're going to be talking about that. And when it comes to 350Zs, the V is known to burn oil. So how does Michael combat that? Well, he figured a little hack out, his little secret sauce, on how his VQ never burns oil. Kind of can believe what he does and how he does it to his engine. We will be discussing how he was actually building out his car, putting in these special seats, and how it meant something, a very special tribute to a friend of his. And also, stick around and hear why Michael's biggest enemy isn't a rival racer like you would think it would be. It's actually a local McDonald's drive-thru. Hear about all that and more on this episode. Let's go.
Car do you have today?
I have a bag 350Z, which is right behind us.
A 350Z, the car that made my love for Zs come back. I used to love the Z32, Z31. I know people had Z31s, and everyone I know has had a Z31. And he's had a Z32.
32, yeah.
And I wanted a 350 when it came out in 03 or whatever it was. What year is your 350?
05.
2005. That's a good year for a 350.
Really good.
They still use a D in that?
I believe a little bit during 06, and then I believe in the middle of that year, they switched to the HR.
Okay, yeah, I know the HR came out around 05, 06, somewhere around there, maybe 07, 08 for sure. So your 350, dude, it is something to look at, man. It is sitting like light on the ground, man. What kind of suspension you got in that thing?
I have a 3P airlift air suspension system.
Nice. So can you adjust, braise it up and down on the concrete?
Yeah, so think of it as a low rider, but without the hydraulics, it's just...
You can't dance it, you can't bounce the thing.
Yeah, it can't. Depends if... If you put semi-truck airbags, that you can.
Oh, wow.
My buddy Sheldon has one and has semi-truck airbags on his, and his can go
really
fast, yeah.
Really?
And just curious, when for the system itself, do you have to have like any other like power supply for it, or you
run on? You run on battery.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
But not its own dedicated battery. It's like
the car battery.
Okay. Gotcha.
Where is that battery located at?
In the engine compartment.
Oh, okay. No, right. I'm not talking about your regular car battery, but the battery for the suspension.
Is it another... Yeah, it's on a car battery.
Yeah, it runs off.
Oh, right.
Actually, I had it. It'll run off.
Do you have to upgrade the car battery to a bigger battery for all that?
You could get a battery with more cold crank apps.
Right.
That's what I did.
Okay, nice. So how long have you had this car?
I've had it for... 2.5 years. I got it in September of 2023. A little college graduation gift for myself.
Nice. I mean, you got to reward yourself for something. I rewarded myself for this thing, and I rewarded myself for going through a nasty divorce, and I picked myself out of this and this thing. So, but have you ever taken the car to the track?
Today is his first time.
Oh,
it was supposed to come last year, but I had a lot of suspension issues, ripped bushings and seized tie rods.
What were they original?
Yeah, 20 years old.
That kind of happens when the cars get old. They start ripping through, you know, bushing, start tearing and things like that. Starts happening, whatever. But as far as, like, modifications go, I know the car is not stock. I know if I'm looking at it, it's not stock.
For transparency, he was going to ask us for another piece of paper to fill out all of the things.
Yeah, I was asking Miguel here, what kind of mods did he have on the car? And he like, said writing a book. So what are your top three mods on the car?
Definitely the three-piece suspension system. What else? The Corbo seats.
Oh, wow. Okay.
For two reasons. One, those were a birthday / Christmas gift by my beautiful girlfriend, which, yes. Thank you. I love you.
Shout out to the girlfriend.
Yes, thank you. And
does she have any friends, by the way? Just asking for me.
I don't know. And then second reason, I was going to go up with other seats. But because my good friend Scott Cohen passed away last year in August.
Oh, dude.
A couple of days before I got the car back.
Wow.
Kept asking me, bro, when's the car coming back to you, man? When is it coming back? Sadly, he did not get to see the final product of the car. But fun fact, we did have the same seats.
Okay.
He had a 06, 05 Corvette.
Oh, wow.
He had the same seats as me. So I'm like, you know what? As a little bit of a tribute, I'm keeping those seats.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. And they work, might as well.
Rest in peace, Scott. Love you, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, RIP, buddy. So,
I'm surprised the wheels weren't on that list, though. We were talking about that.
Dude, that's the thing. I've been getting a lot of people telling me, dude, how do you keep your wheels, like, not curb rash? I'm like, just keep space, man. Make sure you don't.
Driver skills is what it is.
Exactly.
You got a little bit of driver skills. You got me, like, you know, I mean, my car's got a little bit of curb rash on some of the.
Also, because the tires are a little bit more meatier than most people are running on such thin.
Oh, I know. You feel it, though. You feel every little pebble you feel it on the road.
The one thing that's tough is drive through parking lots or drive through, like, driveways when you go, like, say, McDonald's, Burger
King. Yeah, I'm picky with that, man.
Some of them are really, really tight. And I've had instances where, like, from the inside, it really, like, I did not feel confident going around the bend because I felt like the back tire was going to get caught. So I feel like that sometimes is, like, one of those, like, even if you're skilled, if you kind of misjudge that could be a...
By an elevator, yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah.
So what do you do, like, engine-wise to the car? I mean, not stock engine. What do you got?
I have a bit of a stock engine, but...
Really?
Maybe at most, it's mostly maintenance, a little bit of performance, but if you want to go performance-wise, I have a... CSF Racing aluminum radiator. It's three times thicker than the original.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now, what does that do for the performance of the car?
It just,
I guess, cools it, but
it cools it down mainly, and it just requires more coolant.
Oh, really?
It's three times thicker than OEM.
It's made of cool. If you guys didn't cut an oil cooler on the car?
I don't.
Oh, really?
I don't need to because the oil is thicker.
Now, why is the oil thicker on your car?
So I switched over to Shell T6 Rotella, because think about it, the VQ35DEs. Those run so damn hot. Now you ask yourself, what other car or what other engine the cars run that runs so freaking hot? Think about it for a second. Diesels. Look at Volvo.
Oh, yeah.
Diesels. Mercedes. Diesel. So.
What do they run with first hot goes, what temperature do those run at?
Honestly, I don't know. So all I know, they run really hot.
Now, your car, at what temperature did it run at before you switched to oil?
I didn't even look at those stats.
Really? You didn't look at your oil gauge, that thing?
I just look at my gas mileage.
Okay. Yeah, because I look at my most cars and look at the oil temperature in my car. And I think yesterday I ran out here, it was pretty hot. It got to like 230, which I think it's pretty hot. Yeah, I mean, I think 260 is top of the needle. So I think when you get to 260, the car goes in limp mode and shuts off. And I wonder if your car does the same thing.
It doesn't go in limp mode, but... the oil, or the idle, it just felt a little, like, weird. I'm like, oh, that's not good. And then I'll look at my oil every month. I'm like, I need to top it off again. And it feels like water. I'm like, damn, I need 1030 or something.
Yeah, I know the car's totally out of warranty, so it didn't make a difference whether oil and switch with it or whatever. But I'm just kind of curious, like, if you had any, like, issues at all. Like, I mean, anything you can think of that may cause any issues by switching total oils completely like that.
Well... honestly, I don't. I don't know.
I've heard it because I even with the Z, but now I have an M35. I think with the same motor as your car.
Oh,
and those like still the common issue is that they start to burn oil at a certain point, and usually they do stay to step up oil and that, where like instead of going like 5-way 30, you go 10-way 40, and they say that even that helps kind of seal things a little bit better because of the extra pressure, but
and the extra thickness.
The extra thickness, but you know the downside is sometimes a little bit more wear and tear just because the motor wasn't designed for that. Yeah. But you know, with a higher mileage engine, you're doing whatever you can to try preserve it, I feel like.
Well, I think if you look at higher mileage oils in general, I think they're a little thicker base, I believe, than. Well, speaking of miles, how many miles are in that thing?
Let me see. So I got it at 129,000. It is now at 150,000 miles.
Wow. He's still running strong, man.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that gives me hope. That gives me hope for my car. When I hear about Z stories, I've got Zs of like over 100,000 miles. I'm like, gives me hope, you know, that mine can make it to 200.
Yeah. or whatever. These things are so... But the cool thing about Nissan and Infiniti of them just doing like this, keeping the same formula for so long, is that they've really worked out some quirks with that platform, I feel like. And so, you know, I wouldn't worry about longevity, especially taking care of it. You know, these are solid.
So if you could do any kind of mod that you haven't done already to the car, what would it be and why?
Oh, man. Maybe have an RGB module in my Spec D headlights, because I have never seen in person a 350Z with Spec D GTR headlights.
Really?
So I want to be the first.
Well, I'm sure they're out there somewhere. Look at Instagram. Just search it on Instagram. I'm sure Instagram's got everything now these days. You know, you got crazy mods. Are you on Instagram, by the way?
Yes, I do.
What is your handle?
Michael_350Z.
Nice. Michael_350Z. Thank you so much for being here, man. I really appreciate you all your time today, man.
Nice meeting you.